Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Jay Baer is our guest. He's our good friend. He's digital marketing expert extraordinaire, president and the founder of Convince and Convert. That's his company name, and put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. His book is, which is a New York Times bestseller, by the way, Utility, Y-O-Utility, by Jay Baer, B-A-E-R. Jay, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about how to make some sense of social media, how to use the tools, what's the difference. You know, in earlier, you and I were talking about, I was on the community building track, you were on the advertising track, and so the good news is you got two tracks on some of these, at least, don't you? You can do the low-key, long tail branding strategy, which takes more patience, and then at least in Facebook, and maybe one day in Instagram, and I guess I'm not sure about Twitter. You can tell us about that. We can also overlay the more call to action type of advertising.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because you can do both, but I certainly recommend in all cases that small businesses build communities in each of those destinations, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then once you have a viable community there, once you kind of have sea legs about you, then consider amplifying that community with some paid advertising. For now, Facebook ads and Twitter ads are relatively inexpensive and self-serve. Instagram ads are coming, but you should do both, right? You should build a community and then promote that community to grow it faster than you could organically.
Not either or, but both and. Isn't it interesting, Jay, that somebody could be reading your Facebook content, and if it gets a little too commercial, it starts to offend them. But if they look over to the right one quarter of an inch while they're reading your very contributory content where you're trying to help them without asking for the sale, they look a quarter inch to the right and there's an ad, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, it is interesting how they have kind of set that up within the platform to sort of make those distinctions. And you know, that's the rule of thumb, right? If you create content and advertising that is useful, that is a utility, going back to the book, then you're going to be fine, right? If you say, look, here's something, let me direct you to something where I will give away some of my expertise, that's going to win every time, as opposed to, you know, what really doesn't work very well in social media is, hey, we're having a great sale this weekend, come on down to the shop, right. Click here on Facebook.
Where they're hoping to get content, right. some humanity, not call to action.
Yep, it's just a tough place to do coupons and promotions. It really is, because as you said, that's not why people are there. They're there to kind of interact with their friends and their loved ones, and to sort of interrupt that with your coupon just feels a little jarring in some of those
locations. So, all right, here's another thing. Some people still haven't migrated from so let's say you open up a Facebook page and you went through all the standard stuff people do when they open up a Facebook page. They got their family and their friends joining, and they're doing all the stuff, the photos and all that stuff. And then they say, wait a minute, this Blasingame and this Baer guy tells me I can do my business on Facebook. So then they start blending in business stuff in there.
Yep.
And that's when they get into trouble, isn't it?
I wouldn't say trouble, but it can be very confusing for the people who were there originally. I have that exact same situation right now, Jay.
If I want to know about you, Jay, as much as I love you, if I want to know about you and your family and everything, I don't necessarily want to hear about your new book there. But if you say, hey, Jim, I got a new Facebook fan page for my book. I'll go there when I want to read about the book.
That's right.
But I don't want the two together. And that's...
That's right, and it's a challenge. And I'm actually creating a new Facebook page for that reason, and you should as well. I have my personal Facebook page, which is, hey, here's my kid at hockey camp.
Right.
And I'm creating another one, which is what's called... It's actually a business page, but it's called a public figure page.
We have that.
And I don't, which I should have a long time ago.
We did that for the company for a while back and all that. And so and we'll be doing that for the book, too. So, folks, just remember, you got to be really careful about blending the business and the personal on some of these social media sites. But you can get all this, you can clear all this up if you just have Jay Baer's book, Utility. I promise you, you'll thank me later for buying it. Go ahead and buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Jay, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure, pal. Take care.
And the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's right. Everywhere you can get books, you can get it.
Wherever there's fine books sold. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.